Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today is going to be fun because I'm sharing two stories from our new humor collection called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Read, Laugh, Repeat. So this is a compilation of some of the funniest stories that we've published in our 28-year history. We've got stories about domestic disasters and holiday disasters and dogs and cats doing crazy things, embarrassing moments, weird family members, senior moments, and of course, love and marriage, because there is an awful lot of humor in love and marriage. So our first story today is called Challenged, and you'll understand why pretty soon. It starts out with Toni Michelle Nell telling us that she was 26, single, and had just bought her first home. And after she signed the paperwork, she decided to stop and visit some friends before heading to her old place to pack for her move. These were good friends, so when Toni got to their house, she just let herself in. And when she walked into their living room, she was surprised to find a guy sitting there on the couch. So she was introduced to him. His name was Martin. And she couldn't help but notice that his clothing was horribly coordinated. Everything was almost the same color. And also she noticed that he wasn't able to say very much. There was this lively conversation going on, but he seemed to be tongue-tied. And when he did speak, he could only stutter and stammer. So Toni decided that he must be mildly developmentally challenged, which would explain his speech difficulty and his weird, almost matching clothing. So a few days later, Toni stopped by her friend's house again to borrow an electric cordless screwdriver because she wanted to hang some window blinds in her new place. And that guy, Martin, was there again, and his clothing was peculiar again, and his speech problem seemed even worse. So Toni didn't know what to do when he offered to drive her home and install her blinds for her. She didn't want to discriminate against a person with challenges, but she didn't know if it was safe to drive with him. But her friend was acting like this was perfectly normal. So Toni decided to be open-minded and let this man drive her home and put up her new blinds because she wanted to make him feel like he was normal, not disabled. So she got into his truck and they headed to her new place. And when they arrived, Martin pulled a toolbox from his truck and he got right to work. And Toni was impressed because he was very good at hanging the blinds. He measured everything carefully. He didn't make any extra holes. He didn't make a mess. And she followed him from room to room as he very competently hung those blinds. She talked to him to be polite, but it was weird. He only spoke clearly when his back was to her. And then his speech impediment would kick in when he was facing her. She didn't know what to make of it because he didn't really seem like he had any disabilities, so she was confused. And then, with his back turned to her, he said that he and their mutual friends were going out that Friday night, and he asked if she would like to join them. And she surprised herself by blurting out yes to the back of his head. Well, 4 months later, they were married. And by the time they said, "I do," the stammering and the stuttering were occurring less often. A few months after they were married, Toni told Martin about her mistaken first impression of him. He just laughed and he said that he had stammered and stuttered when he was looking at her because he thought she was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen, and it made him nervous to be around her. He could only speak right when his back was turned and he wasn't confronted by how beautiful she was. And those weird clothing choices with the almost matching colors, well, Martin is colorblind. So that first story was about dating, but there are lots of opportunities for comedy once you're married too, including on the honeymoon. And wait till you hear what happened on Caleb Brakey's honeymoon in his story called The Getaway. So he opens his story in our book with three cops aiming two pistols and a shotgun at his new bride. Caleb had just picked up Brittany at home after depositing their wedding checks at the credit union, and they were heading out for their honeymoon until they were pulled over on the highway in their yellow Mustang that was decorated on both doors with white letters that spelled out Caleb and Britt. Well, Caleb was ordered out of the car and told to drop to his knees, put his hands on his head, and crawl backwards. He was handcuffed and searched, and Brittany wasn't treated any better. She was only 18 years old, and she had three guns pointed at her. She was terrified. Caleb explained that they were on their honeymoon, but that didn't seem to help. He heard them talking about him over the police radio, and they were using the word suspect. Brittany was taken away in handcuffs to one of the six other police cars that had joined them. And finally, an officer told Caleb that there had been a bank robbery and his car was seen at the scene. Well, Caleb informed him that his aunt was the manager of the credit union, so it was highly unlikely that he would rob the place. And then he told the officer that the daughter of one of his fellow police officers had actually been the flower girl at their wedding, the wedding that had created the checks that Caleb had been depositing at his aunt's bank. Well, nothing. This did not move the police officer. Then finally, a witness to the bank robbery was brought to the side of the highway to ID Caleb, and he verified that Caleb was not the bank robber, and then it was finally over, and Caleb and Brittany resumed their honeymoon, but not before having several photos of themselves taken with the police cars, with their flashing lights by the side of the highway. And now they have a story to tell. Because, as I've said before, the best wedding stories are always about what went wrong. And I happen to have my own. If you ask me about mine, I'll tell you all about how Bill and I were evacuated from a hurricane within 12 hours of arriving at our honeymoon destination. We had been so busy with wedding preparation that we never checked the weather and learned about the hurricane that was bearing down on the resort. So when we arrived, they looked at us like we were crazy. They were all fleeing. And 12 hours later, we were too. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Read, Laugh, Repeat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button there. You can read more about this book. And you'll find this book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and you'll get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our book about self-care and balance and making me time, with some tips about how you can carve out special time for yourself every day.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.